Our coverage from the state track qualifying meet continues here at, from Pella High School. We have Abby Melvin, Lizzie Vandevort, and Elsie Brenneman. Abby, a lot of tickets punched that were just in your hands and a lot of medals you just handed out. How exciting is it to celebrate this win tonight as a team and to be sending a busload up to Drake Stadium?
Oh, I'm so excited. As my senior year, I'm running four events, and I think it's just really special. And everyone here is special, and like we knew we could do it, and I think we really went out there and executed well in every single event. And I just think it's really special what like the Pella track team can do and like what we're all capable of.
Well, and Lizzie Vandevort, this is a very, very busy night. It's a lot, especially when you're running these 800s. But how much fun is it to again, celebrate with a team like this, to be able to really have this be a team event and then go to state and try to chase something bigger?
Yeah, it's super fun. Just this is not as serious, but it's still serious. So it's still fun to go and be with your teammates and have fun before it gets super serious.
And then Elsie, it's been a long haul to get to this point for you in just a few short races, and now here you are with a ticket punch for the first time in track and field. Just how special is it to even be running here, let alone being able to celebrate with your team?
Yeah, being here tonight is super special. It's definitely a gift from God to be able to be here, and I think tonight I was really just reminded of what an amazing sport running is and what an amazing team we have. And I think, you know, we all ran together to get that banner, and I just realized what amazing teammates and what an amazing community we have. And I think there's something really special about this sport, and so I'm just so grateful that I got a chance to be a part of it this year.
Well, and Abby, it's been a season of ups and downs, no doubt, with a lot of injuries and illness and all this other stuff, the cold weather to start the year. How does it feel, though, to be really starting to hit your stride this week? That's the goal, right, is to be going in strong next week to Drake Stadium.
Oh, it feels amazing. I mean, I know there's so many PRs tonight, and it's just awesome, this weather, this environment and everything. And I know we'll do even better at Drake Stadium here next week. And I just think, like, it matters most at state, and I think that's what we're proving now is, like, peak now, better than ever.
4x4 tonight, Lizzie had their best time. You have had your best 800 time this week. Just how exciting is it to be peaking at the right time and knowing that next week, especially with what the forecast looks like, there will be some even faster times to come?
Yeah, it's super fun. It's very promising that we can run really well at Drake, and I'm excited to see what we can do.
And Elsie, to get to run at Drake has been a privilege for you, knowing the injuries you've had the last couple years. Just how excited are you to be at the Blue Oval and then have a chance to do something really special with Marissa in that 3,000?
I think it's going to be super fun, especially getting to go with Marissa. We've run a lot of races together, and so I think it'll be really fun to get to share that moment, especially with it being her last race at the Blue Oval and it being my first. And I'm just really thankful for all the people that helped me get here. Like you said, it's definitely been a long haul, but I've had great friends, great teammates, great coaches, great parents, great family all backing me up, and I'm just really grateful to be here.
For each of you, what are you looking forward to about next week and having that chance, especially your last go around up there, and to maybe chase a trophy if things go really well?
I'm looking forward to the D-Med. I love our D-Med team right now, and I'm just looking forward for my last running events. Well, not looking forward to it, but this is the best group of people I've ever been with, and I just think it's good and important to go out on a high note, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
I'm looking forward to being with the team and running some really good times, and yeah.
I'm just really looking forward to the whole experience. I think, especially as somebody who's gotten to watch it the last couple of years, I think it really gives you good perspective on how special the experience is, getting to like put glitter in your hair and step on that Blue Oval and just like feel the magic of it. I'm really excited for that, and I think we've had a really special group of seniors. This class has meant a lot since freshman year, and I've really looked up to all of them, and so I think it'll be really sentimental and it'll be very special. I think it'll be a really fun weekend though.
Abby Melvin, Lizzie Vandevort, and Elsie Brenneman headed to the Blue Oval. We're going to see you at Drake Stadium next week. Looking forward to it. Thank you, ladies.
Yes, thank you.